Jeremiah, chapter 15. Then Yahweh said to me, Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my soul would not be toward this people, cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it will come to pass, when they say to you, Where shall we go forth? Then you will tell them, Thus says Yahweh, Such as are for death, to death, and such as are for the sword, to the sword, and such as are for the famine, to the famine, and such as are for captivity, to captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, says Yahweh, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the birds of the heavens, and the beasts of the earth, to devour and to destroy. And I will cause them to be tossed to and fro among all the kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Or who will bemoan you? Or who will turn aside to ask of your welfare? You have rejected me, says Yahweh, you have gone backward, therefore I have stretched out my hand against you, and destroyed you, I am weary with repenting. And I have winnowed them with a fan in the gates of the land, I have bereaved them of children, I have destroyed my people, they didn't return from their ways. Their widows have increased to me above the sand of the seas, I have brought on them against the mother of the young men a destroyer at noonday, I have caused anguish and terrors to fall on her suddenly. She who has borne seven languishes, she has breathed out her soul, her sun has gone down while it was yet day, she has been put to shame and confounded, and the residue of them I will deliver to the sword before their enemies, says Yahweh, Woe to me, my mother, that you have borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have not lent, neither have men lent to me, yet every one of them curses me. Yahweh said, Truly I will release you for your good, truly I will cause the enemy to make supplication to you in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Can one break iron, even iron from the north, and bronze? Your substance and your treasures I will give for a spoil, as a price for all your sins, even in all your borders. And I will make you a slave of your enemies into a land which you don't know, for a fire is kindled in my anger, which will burn on you. O Yahweh, you know, remember me, and visit me, and avenge me of my persecutors, don't take me away in your long suffering, know that for your sake I have suffered reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words were to me a joy and the rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Yahweh, God of hosts. I did not sit in the assembly of those who make merry, nor rejoiced, I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you indeed be to me as a deceitful brook, as waters that fail? Therefore thus says Yahweh, If you return, then I will bring you again, that you may stand before me, and if you take forth the precious from the vile, you will be as my mouth, they will return to you, but you will not return to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you, says Yahweh. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the terrible.